Hello, bonjour, hola, what's vibey everyone? I'm back. It is Unique's World Podcast. So today we're going to go a little bit more structured than my last podcast. So yeah, we're gonna give it a shot. Here we go. So I'm going to start off with the fact of the day. All right. The first sailing boats were built in Egypt. That's kind of cool. A man named Charles Osborne had the hiccups for 69 years. Isn't that interesting? That's cool as heck. Alrighty, so we're going to get to the topic of the day. Topic of the day today. On this gloomy day, the sun is playing peekaboo. It is me being an actor and a very expressive, very go-getting city. The pros and cons of that. So, yeah. Boom. All right, so I knew I wanted to be an actor when I saw Dreamgirls. And when Jennifer Hudson had said, "You're gonna love me," in the theaters, and everyone stood up, and I was like, yo, I want to affect people that way, you know what I mean? So after I saw that film, I was like, all right, I need to get into classes. So I took an elective, just acting. It was really cool. It was in high school, and then after that I had changed my major from psychology to theater in college in San Francisco, and I trained in San Francisco for about 2 years. I was in this Shakespeare company. Wow. I was in a Shakespeare company, did a play with them. I didn't get paid, but I got points or something to get like an equity card, and I never used it. So I'm like, should I use those points now to get an equity card? But yeah, so an equity card here in New York is basically, it's kind of like a SAG-AFTRA like card, so you could get like union type of like auditions and roles and stuff like that. So the people who are on Broadway, they're all equity, or the shows you see in like big like theaters, they're equity. So that's like a goal for me to have, like towards the end of the year, towards the beginning of the year, that will be an amazing blessing to have. So fast forward, I'm gonna be rambling on, but let me stay structured today. But yeah, fast forward to after San Francisco, I came to LA. I found a theater school. I wanted to find like something like a conservatory. So I just studied there for 3 years, and then after I graduated, I was like, okay, I'm gonna make a living as an actor. So I did like a lot of commercials and prints, just out here doing modeling stuff. So it was good for a little bit. Did some like web series, some horrible web series, and some really great ones. Then I had my moments of like, damn, I'm not working. I feel like I need to be doing something. But so now I am here in New York City on the grind, auditioning and looking for projects, finding a new agent that is theatrical and all this stuff, and like a manager if I can, and all this stuff. So it's a lot of work, and it's hard to not get into like your head and like be like not depressed, you know what I mean? Because like your world as an artist is different from the people who go to work every day, and it's like 9 to 5. Like our world is very different. Like we can have a week of not doing anything, right? And then it will change in a moment of like a text, a phone call, an email, or just like you're running to someone like, hey, can you boom, like, you know? So your day would change, and you won't have like your day usually won't, like it will sometimes be like 6 to 8 hours, maybe it'll be less, 4 hours, 3 hours, 2, 1, 5, or maybe it could be 12 hours. It could be like very long days, and you're doing this project that you auditioned for, or maybe you haven't auditioned for, and you're out here grinding. So like afterwards, when you finish, it's like, okay, what's next? Because afterwards, when you're finished with the project, it's kind of like you're unemployed again. So you have to find the next project. But I really enjoy acting. It's like my passion. I love it. I try not to get in my head as much, but it's hard because it's like, damn, I want to be out here auditioning a lot. I want to be out here booking. Like, that's the thing. I want to be booking, like, constantly. You know what I mean? So out here, like, having my account be flourished with beautiful green, as in money. But it's definitely hard. So shout out to all the people who are actors, who are artists out here, who don't have like a 9-to-5, who are just doing it, just surviving. Yeah, it's definitely hard out here. And also, because I don't look like the typical girly girl, it's challenging at times, you know what I mean? But I feel like I have been able to use that to my advantage, me like not looking like the typical girly girl, like androgynous looking. So it has worked to my advantage out here in New York City, and I've really enjoyed that. And out here, I would say out here compared to LA, is just like they want to see if you can act, the chops and stuff like that. So yeah. But yeah, it just is my 1 year of being in New York. I have done some stuff out here. It's been amazing. So it's just like continuing the road, the journey, and enjoying the process of it. Because sooner or later, I'm just going to be like, wow, I remember when, like, I was talking about this and that. I remember when I was, like, out here grinding, like, you know? So appreciating every moment. And I'm very, very grateful for that. For sure. Yeah. So shout out to all the people who are artists, who are actors, who are, you know, every type of artist you are, who are living a non-corporate life. And also shout out to the people who are living a corporate life, who are out here on the grind too, just trying to make a living, just trying to, you know, put food on the table, give themselves joy, all that stuff. So shout out to you too. But yeah, if you guys want to hear more about my acting journey, I guess I could talk more about it. I'm always like weird about like talking about myself, like, oh hey, I did this and that and this and this. But yeah, this is definitely my journey of just being an actor in New York, and I really am excited about the next path, the next level of like these auditions and bigger auditions and meetings and all this stuff. Like, it's gonna be amazing. Next week I have a meeting with an agency. Really excited about that. And I had an audition yesterday, and I did a shoot the other day. So yeah, we got some stuff going. Summer was kind of like slow for like actors, because like some of these people are on vacations and stuff, so people are coming back, so things are starting to, you know, roll back in. So yeah, getting that going. So now we're gonna turn it over, we're gonna switch lanes. Okay, you guys, we are back. We're gonna get right into it. So I'm gonna start doing this thing where I do random fact of the day and corny joke of the day. I know, I am so corny. But yeah, so here's the corny joke of the day. Or I guess I might say two. So get ready to laugh. All right. Why did the scarecrow win an award? I don't know. Why, Unique? Why? Because he was outstanding in his field. I know. It's funny. Very funny. Very funny. Let's see if I can find another one. Hmm. Okay. What do you call a fish without eyes? Because it doesn't have the eye in it. Okay, yeah, I'm done. All right. I thought that was funny. So that's the end of the corny joke segment. Recently, I haven't been able to sleep. Yeah, so I don't know why. I just feel like sometimes I'm like missing out on something. And then also I like scare myself. I don't know, like I get into my head, like, oh my gosh, like someone's gonna walk in or something, or I'm gonna see a shadow or hear a noise or something like that. Like, do you guys like have the same type of like thoughts I do? Am I the only one that does this? I probably am, because I'm weird. Yeah, so I couldn't sleep. That was like random that happened to me. And I'm cat sitting, and the cat kept waking me up because he wanted to play, because he slept all day and he wanted to play like all day. Every time I went to the restroom, he's like, meow. I'm like, no, Mally, I'm trying to sleep. And then I told you guys about my mosquito bites. So of course they're still itching. So I have one on like my right ankle, like the inside, and I think also the outside. So I was like rubbing it against like the sheet, and a cat is on the bed, and it's like the cat thinks it's playtime, so it attacks my leg. Like, I'm like, no, don't don't like play with my leg. I'm scratching my leg. But yeah, so I still have my mosquito bites. They're finally trying to heal, but man, it's so annoying. Like, Jesus Christ, these damn mosquitoes. Like, I need to, if you have any advice on how to heal mosquito bites, let me know, please, because I need your advice, for real. So, yeah. But yeah, so I think I'm getting the ball rolling on these episodes, this podcast. Recently I have been into creative visualization. I've always been into it, but I wanted to get back into it, into The Secret and creative visualization, and what you say to yourself becomes things, thoughts become things. So be very mindful on how you talk to yourself, what you say. Instead of you saying, I can't, say I can, and say, how will I? How can I do this? You know what I mean? So don't say I can't. And listen to how you talk about like money when you're around your friends, or when you're with yourself. And you just say like, oh man, I'm broke. Oh man, I'm broke. Or man, I can't afford this. Switch that around. Say like, I have an endless amount of income coming to me. I can't afford this. I can and I will. I can, I will, I do. So switch the way you talk to yourself, because thoughts become things, and it's, words are very, very powerful. Talk to yourself kindly, man. I'm working on it each and every day. It's hard out here. When we have like a habit, it's hard to break the habit. So work on that. I'm going to be working on it myself. Like earlier, in the podcast, I mentioned like auditions and stuff, and then immediately when you took the break, I had like about like 2 auditions. They're both self-taped, so I sent those out. But yeah, man, like the universe listens, God listens, whoever you go to, as in like the source or whatever, like the higher being, they listen. And so words are very powerful. So just be kind to yourself and know that you deserve every greatness, every great thing that's going to happen to you, every happiness. Just be patient and constantly work on yourself with actions, with things, with meditating, and just be kind with yourself. And that's all. That's how I'm going to end it today. Love yourself. Love others. Hug yourself. Alrighty. Alright. Boom.